9:30 this Tuesday morning. Great to have you with us, Anne. 51551 is the text number. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Ryan.
Are you well today?
I'm good.
Thank you for sending that beautiful handwritten letter about your husband, James.
Yeah.
And James and yourself were married in, what a great time to be in London, by the way.
Yeah,
1964. Yeah. Was it the crack?
It was the crack, yeah.
Did you dance and sing and enjoy swinging in London?
Yeah, my husband loved music.
Oh, good.
Yeah, any kind of music.
And how did you meet him?
I met him when I was 14.
Yeah.
And he was 18. And he went to London and then I followed him over. And we got married when I was 20 and he was 24.
Okay.
And
What was he doing for a living in London?
He worked in insurance.
Okay, insurance. And did you work as well or were you...
I worked in a paint shop on Seven Sisters Road in London.
Amazing. And when you say paint shop, describe
it to me. They sold paint.
They sold paint and wallpaper
and things
like that.
That's
what I was going to say. Were they selling paint to David Hockney or were they selling paint to the decorator up the road?
The decorator up the road.
There you go, that's the one. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And what did you do for enjoyment? Where did you go to dance?
I went to the cinema and just different things like that and walking around London, like... Just things like that.
Okay. And tell me about the engagement.
Well, we got engaged. We got the ring in McDowell's by the Pillar in December.
Yeah.
And then I went to London. Then we got married then in 1964. And that was another thing, the wedding reception.
Go on, what?
The wedding reception. We had heard this group in a pub.
Yeah.
I don't drink, but anyway, we heard this group. And we booked them for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So the night before the wedding, this little man arrived at the door and he said, the band can't play. They double booked or something. So he said, I'll play instead. So we said, I play the accordion. So we said, can you play like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and all? He said, I can play anything.
Anything. Okay.
So he arrived at the reception and he was absolutely dreadful.
He was absolutely
dreadful.
Oh, no. An accordion banging out. We can work it out and all the rest of it. Yeah, okay.
So my uncle, who had given me away, asked him, would he leave? Like, he said, we can't listen to this. So anyway, finally left. So then we're stuck then. We've no music. So somebody said, but your Jimmy, sure, he plays the piano. So then my husband played the piano for the reception.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
So he was like a player manager. He was both groom and entertainer.
That's right. So we'd no first dance or anything.
No.
So that was it. So what we played.
What a great memory, though. That's more. Yeah. That's even more impressive and more fun.
Yeah.
And did you stay in London or?
No, we had a little girl then. 9 months after she was born, Jacqueline, and then when she was 6 weeks old, I brought her for a checkup, and they said she's Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
So we came back to Ireland then, and I moved in with my mother and my 10 brothers and sisters. So, and then in December, the following December, she hadn't been well. She used to suffer from chest infections. So they took her into hospital, and she died on the 9th of December.
Oh, Anne, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yes, all right, yeah.
How old was she?
She was 9 months old.
Oh, God help us. Okay. Well, that's...
So then I went on. I had 4 more children.
Did you really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. 3 boys and 1 girl, Sinead.
All right. Okay. And you, I presume you still you think about Jacqueline.
I do, yeah. Yeah.
And how did the other 4 turn out? Were they...
Oh, good, yeah. My son, Brian, lives in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Kevin lives just up the road and Sinead and Colm lives in Cork.
And when you say up the road, where are you living?
I live in Ballybrack, County Dublin.
Oh, sure. I know it well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a great old chipper across from you there, the Palm Springs. You ever go into that?
No, no.
God, would you sort yourself out there for a bag of chips? Brilliant. All right. And tell me about then life in Ireland with James and Jimmy, as you call him. Like, what was he was in the show bands?
He played with, when he was younger, he played with 2 pals, Murty Quinn, who went on to play with the Miami.
Great.
And another lad, Sean Heffern. They had a group called the Three Sons and he used to play at all the locals, the Town Hall and Dunleary and everywhere. And then he played with the Chris Lamb Show Band and he played the piano and the bass. And then later on, then when we came back and we had the children, he started up a group with four of his friends, Peter Bourne, Billy O'Neill, Paddy Whelan and Vinnie Mulligan.
Yeah.
And they played like in the Victor Hotel, as it was.
Yes, in
and
Dunleary.
And then they played in Killiney Castle. They did weddings and all different events.
So like, they would have done maybe the jazz on a Sunday afternoon at brunch in Killiney Castle and stuff like that.
That's
Fitzpatrick's.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Geez, I remember a lot. Yeah. Yeah,
and he said like in August in England, like in the mill towns, the people, they closed down for the 2 weeks of August and they used to come and stay in Killiney Castle. So they would play for them, you know. They'd play music for the people, like, you know.
So he was very, as you say, musical, and I'd say he was a good crack, was he?
He loved music. And then the love of his life, well, I was the second love of his life.
What?
The love of his life was Shamrock Rovers football team.
Okay, so you were a close second.
But I knew that. Everyone knew that I was a close second.
You were a silver medalist in the Olympics of love.
Yes, yes.
And actually, but the gold went to Shamrock Rovers.
Shamrock Rovers.
How committed was he?
Oh, my God. He loved Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah.
I used to say, if I won the lotto, I could buy Ronaldo. And he'd say, sure, we don't need Ronaldo. Should we have, like, brilliant, better players than Ronaldo? He loved them. He absolutely adored, like, everyone that knew him. Like, he had four friends, and they went, and they had their own seats, and he adored Shamrock Rovers. You could say nothing wrong about Shamrock. And my son, Kevin, is exactly the same. He's another supporter.
So the gene has travelled.
Yes, yes.
And on it goes. Can I go back a few steps to your wedding, if you don't mind? To the chancer with the accordion.
Yes.
Was he Irish or was he?
I hate to say that. He was Irish, yes, Ron. He was Irish.
I was kind of half hoping he'd be going, you're right, and I've got an accordion. Do you want a few songs? But no, he was an Irish man.
He was an Irish man, spoofing his
way through it. And the thought of the accordion and the Beatles combined, know. You know, really caught my ear.
My sister said, do you know the twist or the Hucklebuck? And he said, no.
Nothing like that. A total chancer.
Yeah.
But Hey Jude on the accordion. Will we have a little listen to see what it might have sounded like?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, for the love of Jesus. And I think it's the best thing that ever happened was that guy couldn't perform for you.
Yeah.
Does this include the na 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 na? Imagine trying to sing along with this after, you know, with the gang.
No,
I can't take any more of that. And it was just as well. You dodged a bullet there in some ways. Isn't that it?
That's right.
So Shamrock Rovers.
And music.
And then, Jess, you're nearly pushing yourself into third place there.
Yeah, I know that, Jess. Yeah.
Don't underestimate your... Yeah. What kept you in love and kept you... What was your glue for your marriage?
We just... he had Shamrock Rovers and I had my own, you know, friends and we'd go for meals and things like that. And he went to his matches and he travelled away with them and to Tallinn and different places. And he absolutely... You know, we had a great time. We had our own interests. I think you have to have your own interests.
Yeah.
You know, both of you have to have an interest, not to be together all the time. And you can do little things like I might go out shopping and I bring him back a bottle of red wine. And he says, sure, it's not my birthday. I say, sure, it doesn't have to be your birthday. You know, just little things like that.
Lovely.
Yeah.
There's nice gestures that say, you know, a special occasion doesn't have to be a thing. I'm creating a special occasion. Here it is.
That's right. Yeah.
Why did you write to me?
Because he got prostate cancer. He was diagnosed in 2017 and we got our first little great-grandson, Freddie. So anyway, he adored Freddie. He adored him. So then he got through it. But then after Christmas there, he kind of went downhill. So... He lost a lot of weight. So our daughter, Sinead, said, like, his wedding ring, we had exchanged wedding rings when we got married. Mm. She said, you're going to lose it. She said, it's slipping off your finger. And he said, this ring has been on my finger 57 years. I have no intention of taking it off. So finally, he took it on and put it on the other finger. So it stayed there until they gave it to me on the 5th of August, the hospital, when he died. So... I put it in my bag and I took it out about 2 weeks after and on the inside of it, it was filthy. There were 57 years of happiness, joy, sadness. Mm. Everything was on the inside of that ring. And I tried to clean it, and it just wouldn't. It wouldn't come off. Mm. And I said that was his life. The 57 years that we were married was the inside of that ring.
Amazing.
And I tried to clean it with a toothbrush and soap, and it just wouldn't. There's still stuff left inside it, so I said, I'll just leave it. But I think if the ring could talk, what would it say? You know, it could just... That was 57 years.
And Jimmy died just... Did you say just nine
the
6th weeks?
Of August. No,
just nine weeks ago.
We got our little great-granddaughter, Indy James.
Congratulations.
On the 3rd of August. So that was the first girl in our family in 48 years.
God almighty, okay.
Yeah.
And how have you been?
I'm all right.
You okay?
All right. I have my daughter comes over most days and my son, you know, so I'm all right. And I have friends. So I get through it. And he had a good life. A good, good life. And a happy life.
And well, when do you miss him?
At night and times during the day you think of something. And his funeral now was brilliant. Was absolutely brilliant.
Okay, because we've been talking about funerals.
Yes, I know. I heard that.
You know, some funerals can be grim. Tell me why yours was so good.
His love of music. So we brought him home and my son put on Alexa. And he had all the 60s music. Yeah, all the 60s music was playing.
Great.
And then Murky had told us that one of their songs was A White Sport Coat and a Pink Carnation.
Yeah.
So every now and then Kevin would say, Alexa, play A White Sport Coat. So he did that. And on the Sunday, Kevin said, Rovers are playing Longford today. What am I going to do? So I said, you and your dad are going to sit inside and watch the match. And he said, what if anyone comes in? I said, it doesn't make any difference. I said, this is what your dad would have been doing. So they watched the match and they gave a minute's clap at the start of the match.
Who gave?
Longford and Shamrock Rovers.
They gave your Jimmy a
clap, a minute's clap.
That is
clap,
lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
And the wake?
Oh, yeah. Well, people were coming in and out and all, and he was in his Shamrock Rovers tie and scarf and programme. And then we went to Mount Jerome and he loved the Eagles. He adored the Eagles. So they had Hotel California as he was coming in. Then he loved the Everly Brothers.
Yeah, good.
So we played Abandoned Love with Liam O'Flynn.
Okay.
He loved that. And then they played the Shamrock Rovers song, Build Me Up Buttercup.
Yeah.
And then I had my own song, Eddie Reader, singing My Love Is Like a Red, Red Rose. And then my son got up, because my husband was into astronomy and all of those things. And my son did beautiful reading. And then Kevin did a reading and to do with sports. And my daughter read a beautiful poem. And someone said to me, it was beautiful. It was just him. It was what we wanted and the things that he loved. And that was it.
It sounds like the perfect farewell, really.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. It wasn't sad. I thought it was just beautiful. It's exactly what he would have wanted.
And you'd think that if he was looking down, he'd be going, yeah, you got that right.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
You got it right.
Yeah, he would have loved that. Yeah.
It's a beautiful story, Anne.
I know.
It really is. It's a really hopeful story, and it's a very loving story, very kind, very warm story. And as you say, 57 years.
57 years.
If that ring could have a conversation with you, it'd be saying.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, I tell you
all the things. Yeah, all the things that, like, we went through together.
Well, look, I can't wish you enough happiness and good comfort in the months and weeks ahead. Mind yourself, won't you? And it sounds like you're well-minded anyway.
I am. They're very good.
You got a good gang around you.
I have, yes.
Do you think we should go out with Build Me Up Buttercup? It's a great song.
Oh, yes, please.
Will I play that for you and your family?
Thank you very much.
Will I play it now, Anne?
Thank you.
All right, have a great day.
Bye-bye, Ryan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wasn't she lovely? And that's Build Me Up Buttercup from the Foundations, which it's a much better option than the accordion spoof bag that she had knocking on the door going, "How you lads, I'm here for the accordion. You pay me for up front now and I'll give you a few tunes from the Beatles on the accordion. Will you now? Yeah, yeah, can I?" No, but seriously, lads, I can also play the Rolling Stones. We've had our fun. Mind you, that sound lends itself to the accordion in a way that the Beatles never could. Anyway, that woman is a breath of fresh air, says the task. Tears coming down my face, but happy tears. If only everyone had her attitude. God bless her. The Billy O'Neill you mentioned when Anne was talking about Jimmy, RIP, that played in the Sandpipers. Billy will be 102. Sandpipers or Pipers? Pipers, I presume. There you go. It will be 102 this year. So lovely hearing his name mentioned today. Brought back great memories. Well done. Good man, Billy. Listening to that lady talking about the wedding ring, I inherited my mother's engagement ring and always thought it was a particular type of thing, but I got it cleaned and discovered it. And it's all beautiful diamonds. And I burst out crying when I saw it. It had been covered in 56 years of life and dirt. The definition says somebody rather cynically, the definition of a gentleman is someone who can play the accordion but doesn't. Now, I think, in fairness to accordion players everywhere, that's a little unfair.